Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, a low of 59. Full forecast details are coming up. The first Democrat to announce a campaign to unseat 1st District Congressman Paul Ryan has dropped out of the race, stressing the need for unity. David Yankovich moved from Ohio to Kenosha, seeking the Democratic nomination to run against Ryan in next year's election. Today at Wilson's Coffee and Tea in West Racine, Yankovich announced he's ending his campaign and endorsing Randy Bryce of Caledonia, calling Bryce the toughest, most hardworking person he's ever met.
This is kind of a rare thing in politics. It's unity, it's getting together. If we're united, and we're united for the party, we're united for Wisconsin, and being united is what's going to get Randy elected to Congress in 2018.
Bryce said it will require everyone working together to defeat Ryan in next year's midterm election, and he appreciates Yankovich's support.
Bringing everybody together, that's the biggest thing I'm looking for in running against Paul Ryan, is bring all of us together, because that's the only way that this is going to happen.
Kathy Myers, a Janesville school teacher, entered the race for the Democratic nomination in the 1st District last month. The Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled today that a state law requiring homeowners to give up their privacy or lose the right to challenge their tax assessment in court violates the Constitution, a case stemming from Central Racine County. Specifically, the law required owners to consent to a tax appraiser coming inside their home, and if they refused, they could not challenge their resulting assessment in front of the Board of Review. The ruling came in a case brought by Vincent Maluski and Morgan McDonald, a married couple who own a home in the town of Dover. When the couple politely refused to allow the assessor inside, that assessor raised their property value despite lowering the assessment for almost every home in their subdivision. Lower courts refused to allow them to challenge it. Justices Shirley Abrahamson and Ann Walsh Bradley dissented. Sears has announced another round of store closings, including the store in Kenosha's Pershing Plaza. Hoffman Estates-based Sears Holding Corporation said today it would close 43 more stores across the country, in addition to the 265 Sears store closings that have already been announced this year. The Sears store in Regency Mall in Racine closed in 2013, and it was announced in June that the store and auto center at Southridge Mall in Greendale would also be closing. Following an almost three-hour meeting, the Racine Common Council's Committee of the Whole and the Racine Redevelopment Authority agreed to continue the due diligence process for the financing and other components of a proposed event center and hotel project on the lakefront, while rejecting a referendum request. After agreeing to add resolution language about the city's bond rating impact and higher-than-expected revenue, first helping reduce the taxpayer burden, Alderman John Tate II suggested to his colleagues that a lot can be learned by engaging with their constituents.
That's why referendums aren't necessarily necessary, because we're supposed to be engaging our people. We shouldn't have to go to them and say each thing that comes up and says, well, you should say it because I don't need to be here. So I'll be doing that again. I encourage you all to do the same. But that's our job as representatives, to reach out to our constituents, engage them, understand the perspectives, not say, I don't want to touch this, you take it.
The vote against a referendum was 9-4. City Administrator Jim Palahniuk reminded aldermen that if the financing plan has problems going forward, the project won't fly. The driver of one car died at the scene of a two-vehicle crash in the 22,200 block of Highway 20 west of Britton Road in the town of Dover Thursday afternoon. The victim was 24-year-old Armando Garcia. The other driver, with leg and other non-life-threatening injuries, was taken to a hospital. A Racine County Sheriff's Department news release says Garcia was heading east on 20 when his car went onto the gravel shoulder. He lost control and then crossed the center line and into the path of the westbound SUV. State Patrol's accident reconstruction team was brought in for the crash investigation, which also closed that portion of Highway 20. Some of the scam artists who offer to make repairs to your home with the extra materials they have from a job nearby took that scenario to a new and dangerous level in St. Francis last night. Three individuals approached a man and a woman outside a home under repair, and while the couple was kept busy, the back door was forced open, and there the family dog came charging out. One of the suspects pulled a gun and shot the dog. All three men then ran away. The dog was taken to a local animal hospital. It's going to be okay. St. Francis and Cudahy police did a perimeter search of the area with a canine, but no one was found. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.